say. I've read that in some places there was a prejudice against that.
Well, now I don't think anybody ever says that, you know.
Well, now the prejudice is among the black people. If you want to, really make a black person mad, don't you call him a boy. Now that's, I learned that to my sorrow, and I really hate it. And I thought it was an endearing term to me as I grew up. When I called somebody a boy, it was through respect. When I speak to someone, I said, well, how's my boyfriend? Like us, how's my girlfriend, you know? Talking to a young lady, how's my girlfriend? I said, well, how's my boyfriend getting on? Something like that. Well, if I see a nigger, well, boy, how you getting along? Well, they say if you really want to hurt a nigger's feeling, you call him a boy. Well, we had a meeting one night. It's been maybe 10, 15 years ago, in which we had a darn fella here that was trying to help the relationship between us and the black people and all. And so this thing came up, and this nigger said that the thing that hurt the colored people as much as anything else was to call them a boy. Well, it just cut me like a knife. And I says, what? He says, if you really want to hurt a black man's feeling, just call him a boy. And I says, aren't you mistaken? He says, no, I'm not mistaken. I says, well, when did that happen? He says, well, it's that way in, just on. And I told him, I says, well, now, we are unconscious of it. And I explained my side of it and all. He says, well, Judge, it doesn't make no difference. He says, it just humiliates us to death. He says, it just hurts us for our friends to come. So I quit it.
You know, that reminds me, my brother works in New Orleans for a chemical firm, and he just has had a major problem in labor relations there because of that word boy. Now, in our experience, if you hit yourself, you say, boy, that hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean, you don't think
it's just a habit.
Or, boy, this is a nice day. Mm-hmm. And no feeling whatsoever.
No feeling.
Well, one of his supervisors spoke to a black man in that way. He said, boy, we've got to work. We've got to get this, whatever it was, done. And he said it in just that sense. You know, boy, we've got to get this done. In no more meaning than, mm-hmm. boy, my finger hurts, or mm-hmm. something like that. And the black man filed a grievance, and the company really had a problem with it to keep it out of court, because he was willing to take it to court and sue through one of these laws, you know, anti-discrimination law. And that really would have been a big case had that gone to court. So, and very unconscious.